Have you ever wondered why so many people, including Christians, struggle to maintain sexual purity until marriage? Have you ever felt trapped in a life of sexual sins and wondered why it is so difficult to break those bonds? In today's video, I will reveal spiritual truths you may have never heard about the profound impact that sexuality outside of marriage can have on your life. Nowadays, most people find it hard to maintain sexual purity until marriage. This includes many Christians who theoretically know that sex is only permitted by God after marriage. But why is this the case? Why do so many people have problems in this area? And why do many people find it impossible to stop cheating, even though they say they love their spouses? In today's video, I will show you that the problem is not just physical, but mainly spiritual. You will discover what happens in the spiritual realm when you lie with someone. But before we begin, I want to ask you to subscribe to my channel. Just click the button below this video, subscribe, and a bell icon will appear next to it. It is very important that you activate this bell to receive all notifications whenever I post a new video, okay? I want to help you in your walk with God every day, so come and join the channel. To start this message, I want to read what is written in 1 Corinthians 6:18-20. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Look at this, my brothers. There are not a few Christians who are under the devil's oppression and trapped in a sexually promiscuous life. The Bible is very clear about how God expects His children to live. In 1 Thessalonians 4:3-5, it is written, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God." The big problem is that we live in a society that defends premarital sex as something normal, saying there is nothing wrong with having multiple sexual partners before committing to marriage. Those who think differently are called old-fashioned or prudish. But see what the Bible says about these people who normalize premarital sex. In Jude 1:18-19, it is written, "They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. You may think there is nothing wrong with going to bed with someone without commitment, but know that a Christian who does not control their sexual impulse ends up being used by Satan and sooner or later may have their life destroyed and completely drift away from the Lord. We need to understand something very important. God created marriage so that man and woman would feel fully satisfied in their sexual needs. Seeking to satisfy these desires outside of marriage is a sin against our own body. See what the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 7:1-2. Now for the matters you wrote about. It is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman. But since sexual immorality is occurring, each man should have sexual relations with his own wife, and each woman with her own husband. The husband should fulfill his marital duties to his wife, and likewise, the wife to her husband. However, many people do not want to wait for marriage to enjoy the blessing that is sex. They prefer to have superficial relationships with God and others, simply seeking carnal pleasure. And therein lies the danger, because when a person has sexual relations with someone, they are not just involved physically, but also spiritually. When two people have an intimate relationship, there is a spiritual union between them. It is not me saying this. It is the Word of God itself. See what is written in 1 Corinthians 6:16. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh. Brothers, we are spiritual beings, meaning we live in a physical body here on earth, but we have a spirit within us that God placed so he could interact with us. When we engage in sexual relations outside of marriage, we open a gap for the enemy. Have you noticed that relationships involving fornication or sex before marriage are almost always in crisis. I know several couples like this who cannot separate. They even want to move on separately, but there is always a connection between them that does not allow it. These people have their spirits linked to each other. When a relationship ends, the pain is much greater. It is very difficult to overcome the loss because the person has given themselves body and soul to the other. The Bible says in Genesis 2:24, "That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh." Now imagine a person with multiple sexual partners. They may be considered single in the physical world, but they are married to several in the spiritual world. Therefore, they need to repent and ask God to break all the connections, all the sins that were generated, and be broken in the spiritual world by the power of Jesus' blood. Some people go years and years without any communication with their ex-sexual partner, but the moment they receive a message or see a current photo of the other, they become emotionally shaken. This is more common than we imagine and happens because they became one flesh. Time does not undo this union. This also explains why many marriages are going through tribulations today. The spiritual warfare in the relationship is so great that the spouses cannot be happy because they are still connected to past sexual partners. The consequence of this is married people seeking sexual satisfaction outside of marriage. Those who commit this kind of mistake open gaps for evil spirits to keep them trapped in this life of sin, and if they do not repent, they may have their family destroyed, ending the joy, complicity, and love that existed in the home. Therefore, we need to take sin very seriously. I know we are all sinners, we are flawed, but we must have the fear of God because it is He who delivers us from the enemy's traps. He is the one who makes us think twice before committing a sin. Have you ever seen someone enter into a relationship and suddenly their personality and behavior change overnight? This can happen because this person is opening doors for the enemy to work in their life. This person may be doing something wrong, some hidden sin. Once, I saw a testimony of a man who said he had cheated on his wife with a co-worker. That week, he was taken by a strong depression, felt very bad, and could not even get out of bed. He lost several work days, always making excuses and lies. After many struggles and a great feeling of guilt, he decided to open up to God and ask for forgiveness. His wife suspected nothing. But after some time, this man cheated on his wife again, and another dark cloud began to hover over his spiritual life. Once again, he fell into depression. This time, the consequences were much worse. The wife found out she had been deceived several times and left, taking the small children. That man, who was so successful and had a supposedly perfect life, saw everything crumble. He lost his job, lived depressed, and only managed to rebuild himself years later when he met a young woman who introduced him to Christ. Thank God, sometime later, they got married. Today, he has a beautiful family and told me he never committed that sin again. I'm not saying that all similar cases were caused by infidelity. Some people change their behavior because they are going through some kind of struggle and need help, while others are really drifting away from God. But that does not mean it is in the sexual area. We need a lot of spiritual discernment and ask the Lord for help to understand what is happening with our spouse. I decided to share this testimony to show that it can be very costly to bring another person into your life, entering into adultery. It will be just a few minutes of pleasure, but it can bring pain and disgrace for years and years. So the question remains, is it really worth it? I am sure it is not. The best thing you can do is open up to a trusted person, a man sharing his moments of pain, difficulty, and weaknesses with another man, and a woman opening up to another woman. We must be very cautious and not stop watching and praying. Amen, brothers. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Therefore, when you are in front of the mirror, thank the Lord, praise God for giving you a body, and ask Him to help you care for it in holiness, taking care and valuing it. Amen. Christ paid a high price for our lives, and we should not become slaves to sin and the norms imposed by society that go against the Word of God. Our body has a much greater purpose than we can imagine, because it is the temple of the Holy Spirit. But if we live in sin, we will move away from the Lord, because His holiness cannot mix with what is impure. Therefore, you need to decide which side you want to be on. Amen. See what Jesus said in Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. So, brothers, how can we overcome the sin of fornication and adultery? I want you to know that I did not bring this word to condemn you or make you feel like the dirtiest person of all. This message is a call from God for you to wake up, repent of your sin, and return to living solely for Christ, consecrating your body, mind, and spirit to Him. Amen. It does not matter how many people you have been spiritually linked to because of sex. As long as you acknowledge your sins, ask Jesus for forgiveness, and seek to change your life, He is ready to extend His hands over you, fill you with the Holy Spirit, and renew your faith day by day. Amen. To conclude, I want to leave you with one last word, a passage from the Bible that I love very much. So listen as if God were speaking to you. It is written in 2 Chronicles 7:14 to 16. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. This passage is a powerful reminder that God is always ready to forgive and heal us when we turn to Him with a repentant heart. It is an invitation to recognize our sins, humble ourselves, and seek His face. When we do this, God promises to hear our prayers, forgive our sins, and restore our lives. This is a profound promise that should give us hope and encouragement in our journey towards holiness and purity. One of the greatest challenges we face as Christians is living in a world that often celebrates and promotes behaviors that go against God's commandments. Sexual immorality is one such behavior. It is portrayed in media, entertainment, and even in everyday conversations as something normal and acceptable. This constant exposure can desensitize us and make it seem like engaging in sexual activities outside of marriage is no big deal. However, the Bible is very clear about the consequences of such actions. In Galatians 5:19-21, it says, "The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." This passage lists sexual immorality as one of the acts of the flesh that prevent us from inheriting the kingdom of God. It is a serious warning that should not be taken lightly. We must understand that God's commandments are not meant to restrict our freedom or take away our joy. On the contrary, they are given to us out of His immense love and desire for us to live fulfilling and abundant lives. In John 10:10, Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." God's desire is for us to experience true joy, peace, and fulfillment, which can only be found in obedience to His word. Sexual purity is a part of this obedience. It is about honoring God with our bodies and recognizing that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. When we engage in sexual activities outside of marriage, we not only sin against our own bodies, but also grieve the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. This is why maintaining sexual purity is so important. It is a way of showing our reverence for God and our commitment to living according to His will. In today's society, it is easy to fall into the trap of thinking that sexual purity is outdated or unrealistic. We are constantly bombarded with messages that promote sexual freedom and casual relationships. However, as Christians, we are called to be different. Romans 12:2 says, Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. We are called to live according to God's standards, not the world's. This transformation begins with renewing our minds. We need to fill our minds with God's word and allow it to shape our thoughts and actions. Psalm 119:9 says, "How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word." The Bible is our guide for living a life of purity and holiness. It provides us with the wisdom and strength we need to resist temptation and stay on the right path. One practical step we can take to maintain sexual purity is to set boundaries in our relationships. This means being intentional about avoiding situations that could lead to temptation. It might mean not spending time alone with someone of the opposite sex, or being mindful of the content we consume. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." We need to guard our hearts by being careful about what we allow into our minds and lives. Another important step is accountability. We need to surround ourselves with godly friends and mentors who can support and encourage us in our journey towards purity. James 5:16 says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." Having someone to confide in and pray with can make a big difference in our ability to resist temptation and stay on the right path. Prayer is also essential. We need to continually seek God's help and guidance in our efforts to live a pure life. Matthew 26:41 says, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." We must recognize our own weaknesses and rely on God's strength to overcome them. He is always ready to help us when we call on Him. Finally, we need to remember that God's grace is sufficient for us. No matter how many times we may have fallen short in the past, God's grace is always available to us. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." God's forgiveness is always available to us when we come to Him with a repentant heart. He is always ready to cleanse us and give us a fresh start. Living a life of sexual purity is not easy, especially in today's world, but it is possible with God's help. It requires a commitment to following His word, setting boundaries, seeking accountability, and relying on prayer. It also requires us to continually seek God's grace and forgiveness when we fall short. I want to encourage you today to make a commitment to sexual purity. It is a commitment to honor God with your body and to live according to His will. It is a commitment to experience the fullness of life that God desires for you. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. God is with you every step of the way, and He is ready to give you the strength and grace you need to succeed. In conclusion, I want to leave you with one final thought. In Philippians 4:8 it says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Let us focus our minds on things that are pure and lovely, and let us strive to live lives that reflect the holiness and purity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message. I hope it has been an encouragement and a challenge to you. If you have any questions or need prayer, please feel free to reach out. I am here to support you in your journey towards purity and holiness. God bless you. God bless.